الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. وقال تعالى واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. وقال تعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صلوا في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected ulama, honorable guests, elders, colleagues, and my young friends, first and foremost, I would like to greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Secondly, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the organizers of this Youth Tarbiyah Conference, especially my Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Madhazillahu Al-Ali, and Sheikh Riyadul Haq, that they have given me the opportunity to come and share and spare some moments with you brothers. It is a privilege for myself. And I hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the time allocated to me, Allah gives me the tawfiq to say things which is according to the Quran and Sunnah. And may he give us the tawfiq, first and foremost the speaker, to act upon what is being said. The topic which has been given to me today is Salah. Salah constitutes of one of the main pillars of Islam. Our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentions in a hadith, بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That Islam consists of five pillars. First is the declaration that there is nobody worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power and will besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody who could give us life, who takes our death, who is our sustainer, who is our nourisher, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the apostle and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, to establish salah. This is one of the compass, the one of the pillars of Islam. Not only that, but further, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has elaborated over this point that the salah is considered as the fundamental of the religion. As-salatu imaduddin. Whosoever will uphold this pillar of Islam, he will uphold Islam. And whosoever will drop this pillar of Islam, فَقَدْ حَدَمَ الْإِسْلَامِ, he has dropped Islam. Salah is a compulsory duty which has been ordained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And in Salah, there are numerous, immeasurable and unimaginable benefits, which inshallah I will try and discuss. First and foremost, we have to remember that if a person disregards the salah, neglects his salah, then he is committing a grave offense. And he is committing a very great sin and a heinous sin. Because not only is he doing against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, he is also doing against the very nature of man. And that is to fulfill his own benefits. And that is to make sure that he developed within himself an understanding by which he could recognize his creator. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish salah, in both parts of the day and in some parts of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, for good deeds and righteous deeds take away the bad deeds. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّكِرِينَ, this is as a reminder for the mindful. Allah mentions in another Quranic verse regarding salah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr, patience and salah. This is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in a hadith. The Sahabi mentioned the ask of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was mentioning our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amal, his action. A Sahabi mentioned that at the time when a calamity would face our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would he do? إِذَا حَسَبَهُ أَشَيْءٍ أَمْرٍ فَضِيَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That when a calamity, when a difficulty would face our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he would do was immediately he would turn towards salah. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. Let's make our salah the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands us to. Let's establish our salah 5 times a day. Let's not neglect our salah. For a person who neglects his salah is doing against the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Hadith al-Mi'raj is in front of us. Look at the importance of salah. When our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to the 7 heavens, went up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what present was given to him? What gift was given to him? The gift of salah. When he went up to the 7 skies, Allah asked our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have you brought for me? Allah thrust us and said, At-tahiyyatu lillah. Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillah. Wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat. All ibadah which could be done verbally. At-tahiyyatu lillah. It is due for you, Ya Allah. Wa-salawat. And all ibadah which could be done through the body is due for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillah. Wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat. And all ibadah which could be done through monetary means, through money, through wealth, is due for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillah. Wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, O Prophet. And may the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon you. And may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon you. At that time, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget us. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. And peace be upon everybody and especially on the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the gift of salah, and he ordained 50 salah. 50. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was descending. He meets Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam says, what have you been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, I have been given the gift of salah. He says, how many? He goes, no. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell him to make it less. Decrease it. Because the ummah will not be able to pray 50 salah. The lengthy hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes a few times. It becomes 5. He meets Musa alayhi salam again. Musa alayhi salam says, how many now? So he says, 5. He goes, look, I have got experience with my nation. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it less. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam was shy. He goes, I have been so many times now and I feel shy to go back again. And whilst they were having the conversation, an announcement was made from the sky that if your ummah is to pray 5 times, inshallah, I will give them the reward of 50 salah. Allahu Akbar. Subhan. Look how merciful Allah is, my brothers. Look how merciful Allah SWT is. Look at the importance. And how many 5 times a day? Allah is asking us to pray 5 times a day. And now let's calculate this. Our fara'id. If we were to calculate how many minutes, I don't think it would exceed more than an hour. Out of 24 hours a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for 1 hour. And we can't spare an hour for His worship. We can't spare an hour for His worship. How much obedience are we showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we proclaim to be the lovers of Allah. What does Allah say in the Quran? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you make a claim, if you say that you are مُحِبُّ اللَّهِ, if you proclaim that you are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is your evidence? What evidence have you got? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you proclaim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow my footsteps, follow my footsteps. Meaning, اتِّبَعُ الرَّسُولِ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولِ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Whosoever will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, Allah and His Prophet, then most definitely he will be from those people who are very successful. A great success is ahead for him. So I was mentioning, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you make a claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then do my... So our brothers wanted to meet him. So they went up to the hospital, general hospital maybe in Glasgow, and they said, we'd like to meet Dr. Certain, whatever his name is, say Dr. Khan, for example. Now, they knew that this person was a very religious person. He was the heart surgeon of that hospital, and he had a very high post. Heart surgeon is not a very minute post, it's a very high post. Now, they wanted to meet him. So they went up to the reception, and they said, we'd like to meet Dr. Khan. So the receptionist said, he's on his cool break. Now these people were baffled. What does he mean by cool break? Yeah, they were inquisitive. What does he mean by cool break? So they went again and said, how long is he going to take? Well, he's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. He's on his cool break. Where is he? He says, that's his room there. So they never had permission to enter, but they were inquisitive. What do they mean by cool break? So they knocked on the door, and he slowly opened the door of the room, and he poked inside, and he looked. And you know what he was doing? The act which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes lies in Salah. And this Dr. Khan or whatever, he said to his receptionist that if somebody comes, you should say, I'm on my cool break. Now this is tabligh. This is da'wah ila Allah. And alhamdulillah, through his work, a lot of receptionists or his staff, they were establishing Salah. And alhamdulillah, they were wearing the hijab. So it's not difficult. We think that, oh, if I'm in a high profession, I won't be able to establish my salah. We know so many solicitors. We know so many barristers. We know so many professionals. Alhamdulillah, they have got their deen with them. But at the same time, alhamdulillah, they have got their profession. It's in front of you. Hazrat Maulana has mentioned, some of our ulama, alhamdulillah, they are lecturers in universities. They are lecturers in here and there. They are holding high posts. But at the same time, the deen is with them.
We cannot forget our identity. Our identity is Muslim first, then your profession. I am a Muslim first, I'm a Muslim. بعد ذلك أنا طبيب. Thereafter I am a doctor. Whatever your profession is. So you have to remember your identity. And if we remember our identity and we don't fall into the issue of inferiority complex, then inshallah, most definitely, our salah will assist us. If we're on the motorway, the time of salah, stop on the motorway, on the services, and pray your salah. We have to establish our salah. This is why Allah says in the Quran, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. That this is Allah's claim. This is no Tom D. Kohari's claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this in the Holy Quran, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No book has been called the Kalamullah. The Quran al-Kareem has been termed as Kalamullah. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in his book, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. That most definitely, salah will stop a person from evil and from wicked deeds. Now let's look into our life. First and foremost, do we establish salah or not? So first we gotta decide, am I praying 5 times a day or not? If I'm not, then I have to be punctual in my salah. Secondly, is my salah stopping me from consuming haram? Is my salah stopping me from lying? Is my salah stopping me from adultery? Is my salah stopping me from fornication? Is my salah stopping me from hasad? Is my salah stopping me from kizb? Is my salah stopping me from bad thoughts? Is my salah stopping me from all evil deeds? Is it taking me? Is it fostering in myself good habits? Is it inculcating in myself good deeds? Or is it taking me towards haram? We pray 5 times a day, still we indulge in haram. Why? What is the reason? Let's ponder. Let's think why. The answer is, my brothers in Islam, is because our salah is not performed in the way Allah recommends it to be performed. In a hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ السَّرَقَ الَّذِي يَصْرِكْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The worst amongst the thieves is that person who steals in namaz, who steals in salah. قَالُوا وَكَيْفَ successful one. Who? Those who establish salah with sincerity and devotion. Those people who pray salah with the adequate. أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. The opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah is mentioning أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ. The meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. These are the isolated letters. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt in this book. There could be no doubt in this book. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a means of guidance for the God-fearing people. Who are the God-fearing? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believe in the unseen. We have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still we believe in Him. We have not seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Still we believe in Him. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And those people who establish salah, these are the muttaqeen. The mufassirin have mentioned under the category of this that وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ that doesn't just mean to pray 5 times a day, but it means to pray with the adequate and with the adab and with the conditions required. So therefore, my brothers in Islam, let us pray our salah, because the salah is going to be the first thing which will be reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing that will be reckoned on the day of Qiyamah is salah. Therefore, let's take heed from the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and let's understand the Quranic ayah, and let's understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommends from us that we establish our salah regularly. Wherever we are, let's not involve ourselves in inferiority complex. And let's at the same time pray our salah according to the adab, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, summa insha'Allah, if we do this, then I am telling you my brothers, if all, if not less, at the moment maybe 5%, I might be wrong, but this is my estimation, maybe 5% of the Muslim ummah, yes, is establishing salah. And if 5% are establishing salah, yeah, then we are not seeing much change maybe. But if 50% of the Muslim ummah was to establish salah, there would be a revolution in this world. There would most definitely be a revolution. Because salah will stop us from fahsha. It will stop us from munkar. If we establish salah only, Prophet says, صَلُّوا فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Even establish salah in your home. Why? Doesn't mean that salah al-maktuba, not the fara'id. He's talking about the nawafil, al-manduba. Establish salah so your children learn. You establish an Islamic environment in your home. وَلَا تَتَّقِرُوهَا قُبُورًا. Don't make your home like a graveyard. Don't make your home grave. Because in a graveyard, that person who is in his grave, he will pray no salah. It's like that, it's like a person who doesn't pray salah in his home, who doesn't establish the sunan and the nawafil in his home, his house is likened to a qabrastan, to a graveyard. It's like that person, مَثْلُ الَّذِي يَسْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَسْكُرُ مَثْلُ الْمَيِّتُ مَثْلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالُ. That the person who does the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person who doesn't do zikr is likened to a dead person, to a deceased person. So let's establish salah in our homes as well. Let's be punctual in our salah. And inshallah, summa inshallah, if every single person in this gathering makes a firm resolution that first and foremost, I want to establish salah, and secondly, I am going to make sure that my family also establishes salah, inshallah, summa inshallah, this salah will make all the other rituals of Islam easy for us. And inshallah, it will develop and it will purify our souls. It will develop our minds. It will captivate. It will give us a good understanding of deen. Yeah, and at the same time, it will give us the comfort of the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me and you the proper understanding of deen. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ.